This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning and welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I introduced this topic question yesterday. Why won't God answer my prayers? It seems unfair that many good people have asked and pleaded over and over for God to answer a prayer, and sometimes it doesn't happen. And Paul, the Apostle Paul, who introduced Christianity to Europe, he begged God three times for a particular ailment that he wanted removed, but it seems there was no answer. I think this means, you know, that unanswered prayer sometimes happens to the very best of Christians. When it does happen, we can't explain why, but there is always a higher purpose in mind. Now, the Apostle Paul, in his case, finally God gave an explanation, and we read it in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. This was God's response to Paul. And he said to me, Paul said, "My kindness is all you need. My power is strongest when you are weak." Here's the amazing answer. Now, I think it's strange, yes, but sometimes God can do more through us by not answering our prayers than by answering them. Sometimes his no is better than his yes. Now, it's not an easy thing for us really to understand. I'm not saying it is. We may never live to understand some of the whys, but his ways are always the best because God loves you and me dearly, and he is totally in control of our lives. He knows what's best. And maybe we need to ask for understanding and acceptance. Can you trust God that he's giving you the best? I mean, we say in Proverbs 3, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He will make your path straight." And over the centuries, many people have asked this question, "Why hasn't God answered my prayers?" In fact, some people have given up in protest, but I like how Billy Graham responds. He said, "So often we're inclined to think that the only answer God can give our prayers is yes. But we need," he said, "to remember that no is an answer also. No is certainly an answer of love on the part of our Heavenly Father when we ask him for things which are not really for our good or for his glory. God doesn't always give us what we want. He gives us what we need. Just as a good parent doesn't always grant the requests of his child, God does not answer every request in the way we desire." And as I think about that, that's a pretty good, worthwhile answer. We may pray for financial success, and sometimes the opposite is given. We pray for good health, and sometimes there's illness or disease. But one thing we can be certain of is that God makes no mistakes, even when we don't understand what's going on. We might pray for someone that we're concerned about, but we've got to remember one thing about that, and that God has given everyone a free will. That person may not be listening to God. But don't give up. Keep on praying. 1 John 5, verse 14 to 15 says, "We're certain that God will hear our prayers when we ask for what pleases him." When God listens to us, we're sure that our prayers have been answered. So do you want your prayers answered? You need to belong to God. Put him first in your life. A lady named Angie sent a message on an internet page once. It said, "I feel that sometimes I'm afraid to pray because when I pray for something to turn out good, it turns out bad. This happens so often that I won't pray now for my family and friends because I'm afraid that God will do the opposite." Well, that's the sort of frustration that people feel. Malcolm Muggeridge, as an old man, was talking in an interview about his life, and he said, "The thing that strikes me most and that's taught me everything so much in life is suffering and affliction." I guess he prayed many times for things to be removed. So I want to say again today that God does hear every prayer, even the ones that he chooses not to answer. So no prayer is ever wasted. Even unanswered prayer may be used by God to do something that we can't understand. God's got this bigger view, and God can actually bless you and help you. So keep on going. Keep praying. Don't give up. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge this is a very difficult issue. We don't always understand, Lord, just quite what you're doing. Help us to hang on in those times in faith believing. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.